I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The leaves are golden and red, the pumpkins are orange, and it's time to store your veggies for winter. Even if you had a killing frost in your area, there are still veggies that you can store for winter eating. One of the easiest vegetables to store are the winter squashes. As long as the fruits weren't zapped by a freeze, harvest them now. Cure in a well-ventilated barn, garage, or shed for a few weeks. The curing helps the skins toughen and the flesh sweeten. Wipe the skin with a bleach solution to kill diseases and then store in a cool, dry basement. The temperature should be around 50 degrees and the humidity around 60%. Even if the conditions aren't ideal, you should still be able to get them to last through the holidays. The longest keepers are Hubbard, Kabocha, and Butternut squashes, keeping for up to 6 months in storage. Root crops such as carrots, beets, potatoes, and parsnips can be stored indoors in cold, moist conditions such as 40-degree temperatures and 95% humidity. One method is to store roots in moistened sand in a cold basement. However, I found burying the roots that are in the ground with a 1 to 2 foot thick layer of hay or straw in November protects them from freezing. We harvest through the winter simply by digging through the snow and mulch. In fact, this is the only way to eat parsnips. By late winter, parsnips get sweet and caramelized beautifully when roasted or sautéed. Onions and garlics like cold, dry conditions, and ours do fine after curing, in our 60% humidity basement in mesh bags. Only store onion varieties, though, that are meant for storage. And now for this week's tip, deadhead and cutback annual flowers such as zinnias and cosmos that got nipped by frost. As long as there's still some undamaged flower buds and green foliage, there's a chance you'll get another flush of blooms if the weather stays warm. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about invasive shrubs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.